Chapter 5. Lexi ran into Nans, Ruth, Ida, and Helen on her way out of Doggy Diva. They were coming from Faraday Jewelers and were practically running down the sidewalk. "I heard there were police cars at Doggy Diva. What happened?" Nans asked. The promise Lexi had made to Jack about not investigating with her grandmother flitted through her mind, but she couldn't very well not tell them. They'd find out soon enough on their own. And besides, telling them wasn't the same as investigating. "Freddie Lang has been murdered." Nans gasped. "How exciting! I mean, how terrible. Are there any clues? I hope you looked over the crime scene carefully, Lexi. You know how important it is to get eyes on the scene before the police take everything away." "I did." Lexi liked investigating these things as much as her grandmother, though she wouldn't admit that to Jack. "There was something very unusual about the scene." "What?" All four ladies leaned in closer, their eyes as big as moon pies. Freddie was clutching a leash in his hand so tightly that they could barely get it out of his grip, but the other end of the leash didn't have a dog attached. "Really? How odd is that?" Ruth asked. "Whose dog leash was it?" Helen asked. "It's unknown at this time," Lexi said. "All the dogs were accounted for." "Well, did you look at the calendar to see who was scheduled?" Ida asked. "I couldn't exactly do that. I don't even know where they keep it," Lexi said. Actually, she hadn't even thought to do that, but didn't want to admit it to the ladies. Now she was kicking herself. If she had, she could have nosed around on the desk while she was there. But since she hadn't, maybe she would be able to get the information out of Jack later that night. The shop probably kept the calendar online, though, and it wouldn't have been smart to touch the computer. "Maybe you'll be able to get that out of Jack," Ruth said, eerily echoing her thoughts. "You guys aren't thinking about investigating, are you? I mean, you must have your hands full with the diamond theft." Lexi figured she would make an effort to dissuade them since she'd promised Jack. Ida waved her hands. "Theft? This is much more important and exciting. It's our duty to make sure killers don't just run around town. Besides, we can investigate both, can't we?" Ruth asked. "Of course we can," Nan said. "We're retired and have all day long with nothing to do."
"We have a third investigation, too," Helen said. "We need to find out who has been stealing the K-cups from the senior center."
The other three gave Helen the look.
"What? It's a legitimate theft."
"We'll see what we can do about that," Nan said. "In the meantime, let's get back to my place and fill out the whiteboard. Will you meet us there, Lexi?"
Lexi had some extra time, since she wouldn't have to pick up Sprinkles after her grooming. Even though Jack had said Carl could reopen, Sprinkles would miss her appointment. Lexi couldn't stop the ladies from investigating as Jack had asked, but at least she could keep an eye on them. "I guess so. I'll just drop Sprinkles at home and be right there."
"Don't be afraid to swing by the bakery and bring some of those double chocolate-dipped biscotti,"
Ida yelled as they hurried off, their large patent leather purses swinging from their elbows and sensible shoes scuffing the pavement.